Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Daddy issues. We're back with another episode. We got DC Irvin joining us again.
DC.
Hello, father in these streets. How the girls doing?
They're doing good, bro. One just helped me set this whole Zoom meeting up. They're doing great.
Are you that guy now? Are you that? Come help me.
I think I'm that old dad now who just, like, I envy how Tony and you deal with technology. Cause I'm just lost when it comes to it. Everything becomes confusing. Buttons, it's like looking at chemistry problems for me.
DC, that guy. Hey, babe, come in here, baby. Now, what's the TV? It's doing this thing. Can you take that off? It's got this.
But I've never been good with technology. In fairness, I've never been good with it.
Even when you had game systems growing up and whatever.
I was always this typer in computer school. I was this dude.
The finger guy?
Yeah, I was that guy.
So hold on, y'all. I'm having audio issues.
Oh, you can't hear us still?
Okay, let me make sure. Everything want to connect to everything, so.
His face was showing me. I was like, I don't think he hears us. Cause
yeah, Tony was just looking into funny.
He was looking like.
I was like, he's not reacting to anything right now.
I was like, DT's everything. On fire. What's going on here? You're giving him nothing, Tony. You're giving him nothing.
We got to keep that. All right.
So I'm back in the mix.
Okay. All
right. So you can hear us now.
I can hear y'all now. It's recording now. Because it was just a lot going on over here. But all right, I'm back.
Well, what's ironic about it is DC was just praising you about how good you are with technology.
Right. Isn't that funny?
Apparently, you're trash just like him.
But I can type like this.
Without he just looking. Saw your fingers. He didn't even hear what you said. He just saw you.
I know DC said I'll still be typing like this. On the-
What is it called? Queer key? What do they call it?
QWERTY.
QWERTY.
Yeah. Wait, what is that?
It's the top letters.
How you position your hands when you type.
I know where to put them at, but I'm still just not fast, you know?
Yeah.
Words a minute?
Yeah, and I still have to look down occasionally to make sure oh, damn, I messed up.
I like to take typing tests every so often on the internet just to see where I'm at. Try to get like my own personal records.
Are you relatively fast?
Yeah, I'm usually like in the 50, 60 range.
Isn't 60 like legit?
That's legit.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
That's legit, bro.
I'm usually in that range.
You could be a nurse.
A nurse?
That's nurse speed.
They'd be doing the paperwork.
Assistant.
I hate paperwork, man. That's the big like turn off of most jobs for me. Like every job, they got to do paperwork, man. Yeah. Cops, nurses, doctors, the paperwork. I'm like, man. Did you fill out the report?
Yeah.
They sometimes won't write a ticket because of the paperwork.
Paperwork, man. That would be me. Wouldn't nobody get tickets on my watch? I'd be like, oh, the paper, the red tape.
Half the reason I'm married is because of paperwork. Connie do all the paperwork. If she wasn't doing it, my kids wouldn't have no doctor. They wouldn't make an appointment. They wouldn't. I'm just like, I don't want to fill out these. I filled out for the first time this year. I filled out Keelan's school forms. And I will say, I felt like a dad. Like when I was doing it, I was like, oh, emergency contacts, huh? Well, that would be. Yeah, like I felt like, and I actually knew his information. I was like, oh, yeah, he got this. And like when I got done, I like slid the paper back on the table. I was like,
proud moment. Mm-hmm.
And then, I had Cotty look it over after I was done, though. I didn't have confidence that I did it right.
She checked your work.
Yeah. Right. I was like, can you look over this? Make sure I didn't miss nothing.
Don't let it be front and back.
Oh,
that's
come on, man. That's why I hate going to, like, every time you go to the doctor or the dentist or whatever, even though you've been there already, you already in the system, they hand you the clipboard again. Right. I'm like, come on.
Right.
I'm logged in, man.
And then I'm just checking no on everything anyway.
Hey, come on, man.
Like, every question is the same questions. Do you feel no? I just came to cough. That's it.
Right.
Man.
I came for y'all to figure out my issue.
Right.
I can't tell you what's wrong with me.
I don't know, man. Y'all supposed to tell me. I feel like I'm doing more. I'm diagnosing myself when I go to the doctors now. I'll be like, yeah, this, that. And they just be sitting there looking, no answers. I'll be like, you know what? Just forget it, man. Don't even bring nothing to the table. Mm-hmm. Bring nothing to the table.
Because they have to be guessing. It's like taking your car to the shop. They got to, you know, like, does this hurt? No, it's not that. You sure? No. Then they have to base it off what someone else went through. Well, our other buddy said he was going through something similar to you.
It would be dope if
I'm not sure where F is.
This is
I, though.
It's I.
Yeah.
It would be dope if somebody could hook us up to a machine like they do the car, like a diagnostic machine.
Ah, that would be lovely.
If they could just hook us up real quick, be like, this is what it is.
Right.
That'd be fantastic.
Cool. I know exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. That would be fantastic, man. Cue that up. That's probably where we'd be in the future.
I won't sign up for it. I'm sitting here complaining, but the minute they said, let's sign up, I'd be like, nah. And you know why? Because it would be paperwork to sign up. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
You got to fill out the paperwork.
I'm not doing it.
That's why when we be talking about unemployment and all that, I'd be like, paperwork, psst, I'm out. But once you get the paperwork done, life is a lot simpler.
It's like paying bills. Once you pay your bills, you be like, man, I feel good that I paid my bills this month. Mm-hmm. I feel good about myself.
I got to pay my bills. Speaking of that, I got to look at what this electric bill is because the AC has been on.
Mine has not.
Man.
I'm surprised that you're... Well, that's because we got the house, like, they opened up something in the attic that, like, it helps the airflow of the house or whatever. And then we got ceiling fans installed when we got the house redone in every room. So between the airflow and the ceiling fans, it don't really be hot in here no more.
Wait, y'all got, you got central air, Keon?
Huh?
What you got, Tony? You got air, central?
I got the units.
Yeah, I got the units, too.
AC window units.
Yeah.
I got one in the living room and one in each room. But the one in my room works the best. But I've been having them pumping. Not the last couple days, because it was kind of cooler. But when it get hot, I'd be like, turn it on.
Yeah. I don't care. There's no price that I won't pay to be cool in my apartment.
I turned into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be like, turn it, I'd be sweating. Yeah. I'd be Jason's Leary sweating. And then I was like, no more.
They be sweaty in the South. Them movies, right. I'd be like, honestly, you got to admire the racism, like the commitment to race. It's too hot to be beating people and doing, like, it's so hot in the South. Like, I admire the commitment to the racism.
That's why they was angry and beating people.
It's just
so hot. Like, it's hot. Taking it out on somebody's back.
I definitely wasn't chasing no slave in that heat.
That's what I'm saying.
I definitely wouldn't chase.
Mm-mm.
The commitment.
You free.
They were committed. Yeah, he got away.
He got away.
I'm giving you 15 yards of chase. And then I'm like, you know what?
Forget it.
Ain't even worth it. Yo, there's this video of these dudes. It's so funny. I meant to do a video on it. I'm going to do it. But they were arguing about the Confederate flag and it being in their family. And the black dude was like,
oh, yeah.
He asked them, well, who was working that land? And then they fumbled again. But then they get in a more heated exchange. My family didn't have slaves. You know how much, you know how expensive they were back then? And he was like, so your family just couldn't afford slaves? That's the only reason why y'all didn't have none? The way he said it, though, it was like, you know how expensive they were back then?
Then he realized what he said?
Yeah, he faded back into the Confederacy. It was mad funny.
Do they know the price of, like, one slave? Or, you know what I mean? Is there, like,
a
fee?
Oh, yeah, they have bulletins. You can go and look up the bulletins from the papers about how much slaves cost. Yeah, and at what age they were the highest you know, paying like a 30-year-old, that was your peak slave years. 5-year-old, you didn't know if they were going to make it, so you get that pretty cheap. 60, forget about it.
That's crazy.
That's a cheap slave. But we're prime slave years.
Oh, like, wow. they would have got all of us. Physically, they'd have been checking our teeth, all that, like animals. Physically fit, and then we would have been expensive.
Well, I'm 39. I think I'm like past the prime age, right?
Nah, they 30, would
I'm 39,
you.
Injured, got you. Back be
nice
hurting.
Try. Nice try, DC.
They'd have been like 6'2", small. They'd have spread your shoulders out and be like, oh yeah, I see all the logs he can carry right there. Yes, they'd have been.
I can see DC on the auction stage trying to look crippled. Like, he turned around slow. They'd be like, nah, we see through you. We just you having a good time in the back.
Do you think any slaves like tried that? Like, tried to look
absolutely.
Those
lists?
Heck yeah.
Like, I know how to cross one of my eyes, so I'd have just been like, I'd have tried to do everything I could to just make it be like, I'm weak. You don't want this.
Oh, yeah.
What was the fate? What was the fate if you couldn't be sold?
I'm not sure exactly. I'm sure it varied.
In the house, right?
I will look that up for next week.
No, but I feel like you were just so jacked up and nobody bought you. Like, well, I wonder what the fate was
for those. They definitely didn't return you, so.
Yeah, I'm like, where'd they go?
Like you buy some merchandise from Best Buy and be like, this ain't working. They ship you back to Africa.
Yeah, they ship you back. Or worse.
Are you right?
They might give you the pound treatment. We have to put them to sleep.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Then you turn. That's when you turn strong and be like, I was just playing.
Yeah, we're gonna put you down. Nobody, but now you start doing push ups. Mm-hmm. Nah, man, you ain't see all this. You start bailing. Hey, I was just tired during the auction.
You break the chain they have you in. Uh-huh. Like, okay, let's put them down. No, I was just kidding. And you're like, oh, all right.
Really? What a disgusting time.
Right.
What's going on in the world, man?
Well, we were kind of talking about it before the podcast started, so I'll read this tweet that Terry Crews posted this morning that everybody is talking about. Terry Crews said, if you are a child of God, you are my brother and sister. I have family of every race, creed, and ideology. We must ensure Black Lives Matter doesn't morph into Black Lives Better. And he's getting dragged for that.
Of course he is, and he should.
I agree with the first part that he mentioned.
Me too, but then he threw that Black Lives Matter in there. You lost me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I fully agree. Then I looked down at the hashtag he put, I was like... Bro.
What I don't understand about him is, first of all, this is like his 17th offense. Secondly, no one's... I could see... Like, you know how you get in an interview and you get caught up? Or, you know, so you get caught on the spot. Somebody asks you something you might have said the wrong. No one's asking him anything, and he just gets on his phone and volunteers this information. No one asked you.
Yep.
And then he gets mad that he gets called a coon and dragged and everything. But, like, you're putting yourself... And these predictions, no one said, hey, Terry, what do you think about A, right. B, and C? All he had to do was be quiet, and he just keeps tweeting.
Yep.
I don't understand it.
I just Every be time. Wanting to know what be missing in some people's head to where they, like, cannot understand what Black Lives Matter, like, really means. I don't understand that disconnect. I really don't. Like, what it actually means. We're not saying we're better. I mean, I don't think anyone is like, oh, it's better.
No,
we're
saying that.
Exactly. Our lives mean more. That's why I don't understand that disconnect.
Right. But especially since it's been explained several times.
Several times. In different analogies. So many analogies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, for Terry, it's just like, it's weird to the point of this, like, what do they have on you? Like, why do you keep doing this?
Because the thing about it is, he'll say something like that, and then you'll get a bunch of people that'll be like, yeah, that's what we're saying. That's what we're trying to say.
But
you'll be like,
you pay attention to who's agreeing with them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And even other celebs have respectfully called him, hey, like, hey, bro. You know, if a Black person's pissed at a Black person by how they address them in public, hey, brother, this ain't it. Like, they try to talk to him, like, hey, brother, hey, my man, I love you, but, you know, and he just keeps, and he's like, y'all call me a coon. It's like, but you, why do you keep doing this?
Okay.
No one's asking you.
So if I was doing something, if I was him and I was saying stuff like this, and you, one of y'all called me and was like, DC, come on, man. You, like, who is not getting through to him?
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, someone's not getting through to him. You, like, if Tony called me and was like, hey, that don't sound, I'm going to be like, all right, since Tony is, you know what, you make a lot of sense. You're right. But yeah, someone's not getting through to him.
So I wonder if his circle, does he have
right
real black friends? You know what right. I mean? Or like, does he, like, who's in his, because I see, you know, the Hollywood is a small community, so everybody knows everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only a few people, you actually friend, like, y'all are my friends. I know everybody, but I don't, y'all could call me, an average person ain't calling me, you know what I'm saying? So, like, who's in his actual circle that's, because I don't understand how he just keeps doing it. It ain't, it's so many offenses. Like, he's on offense like 36,000. Like, why? I don't get it. It's weird.
He keeps going.
Do you think
going,
he's too
man.
Famous?
No.
Well, I mean, nah. Like, some people get famous and then people are afraid to criticize them or say, that ain't it, because in their immediate circle of friends, everybody is depending on them for a paycheck. Do you think that could be it?
I don't think
he doesn't have a real black, it's impossible for him to talk the way he does. Like, it's just, and it's, I don't know, to volunteer this, and then some people be like, well, people want to keep their jobs or whatever, but no one asked you. I understand, even though I don't agree, I understand the politically correct answer when it comes to stuff when you're trying to protect your money, mm-hmm. right? But if no one's asking you, you didn't have to say
quiet.
Anything. Yeah, yep. You could just stay quiet.
You could be
I don't,
silent. Very you ain't true, saying yeah. nothing. And nobody's even saying that.
Right.
So he's volunteering this, with makes. That's why people be like, bro, what are you? You're going out of your way to do this. What do they have on you? What are you about to be exposed for something? Like, why are you doing this?
What can he be exposed for? He's already done everything to himself.
That's the thing. I don't know. Maybe it must be something big. If he keeps shooting himself in the foot, what do they have?
Right.
He don't got nothing. Because he didn't. Well, I don't want to say that. But when he got touched on, he didn't have to say that.
Maybe it's more to that story. Because right. I don't understand how he keeps doing this.
Right. When he got fondled, he didn't have to say he was fondled.
And I kind of went to bat for him when he got fondled and mm-hmm. spoke on it, because people was looking at him like he was soft or whatever. I was like, no, that's not the case. And, like, you know, if he hauled off and socked dude out, he'd be the angry black man that's homophobic. So it was like, you know, I feel like, you know, he handled it cool. Like, yo, man, dude grabbed me up, you know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that type of response. And if he hauled off and socked him, I'd been like, well, you know, it was instinctual.
What should he have did?
I feel like at least a scene got to be. Something got to. You can't just grab.
A scene.
It got to be at least. Hey, don't you ever put your hands on. Something's got to go down. Not just a, hey.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been. I probably right. wouldn't have socked dude. But I'd be like, hey, bro. You know, it'd have been like, you know.
I would have turned some loud. Heads at least.
Yeah, right? he didn't have to beat him up. But you could have made right. a big scene. Like a huge, yeah, I don't, and I wasn't there.
This
so he could have made a
that,
scene.
The guy that grabbed him is very powerful in the industry. Very powerful. Like, I'm not going to go into any details, but the fact that he spoke up made me think that he's got to be super brave, because this guy makes or breaks
careers. He was like, yeah, and for him to even say that. Because I think it was important for him to out that dude. If he just out here fondling dudes, he needs to be outed and thrown on the grill. So I applaud Terry for that. And being able to be like, you know what? I know he's powerful. He can get me fired. But this dude did this. But in the moment of the grab, I wouldn't have been thinking about that. And I'd just been like, you know, I'd have swole up on him.
Yeah, natural reaction is
just on natural. Yeah. Just on natural. Just on natural. Hey, man.
Have you ever been groped in public before?
By women.
Yeah, I have, by women.
By men, by another man.
No. I never been groped by no dude ever.
I got my arm squeezed.
I got walked too, like, really close. Go ahead, I'm sorry, Tony.
Yeah, I got my arm squeezed. I was at a gay bar in Seattle watching the playoffs game. It was not the Redskins. Wait, did the Redskins go to the playoffs a few? No, it was Minnesota and maybe it was Seattle. It was a big playoff game. And that bar was close to where we were staying at. So I went in there, like, yeah, I'll go to the gay bar and watch. And so I was cool for the first half, and then they started gathering around, and I was like, man, get out of here. So I was just standing around there. Yeah, they started coming in, and like, yeah. You know, I felt the heat, and I was like, this must be what women feel like on a regular basis. And then this one dude was talking. He's like, man, you big. And he grabbed my arm. I was like, yeah.
That's when you went in slave mode and tried to shrink up. Like, oh, man, no.
I was like, it was one of those, I guess they call them bears, you know, the big bearded dude. I was like, all right, this game need to hurry up. I can get the hell out of it. Because it was cool at first, but then that second half, it's like they noticed me in there or something.
They got rested. They was like, he's still here. He must they be one of us. They started
creeping up. Yeah. I was like,
an arm grab ain't that bad. It's like a pound of back.
That's the closest thing I could think of on the fondle tip. From a
I was once on the arm. Tony story. I was walking. Cotty was at a doctor's appointment for Keelan. And I had to go park the car far because the hospital had no more parking. And I was walking down the street and a trans, I don't know if it's a guy dressed like, is that a trans male or trans female?
Transgender, male to female? Yeah. Or trans, he could just be dressed like a female.
I don't know, but I'm walking and he grabbed me and grazed my arm, and I was like, "Yo, bro!" And he was like, "What you want to do?" And I was like, "What you want to do?" And then I was like, "Yo, it is the middle of the street." And I was like, "Yo!" And then after the initial reaction, then I had all the. I was like, "Well, if I fight, is that a hate crime? I'm in the middle of the street. I got to go to this doctor's appointment." Like after the initial reaction, all these things played in my head. Mm-hmm. But the initial reaction, I was like, "What the hell are you doing?"
Right. That could have happened to Terry Crews then. You know what I mean? Like where you have to process it.
Yeah.
And then once he processed it, he probably was like, this dude is powerful. You know what I mean? And
my initial reaction was loud though.
Okay.
Because I was just like, what are you doing? And then then I started processing because everybody looked. That's what I'm saying. Everybody looked. I'm in the middle of the street. You know what I mean? And I'll be honest. Bro, I was buff. You know what I mean? I was like, I might take this L. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but a lot of things, I was just like, but the initial reaction, they was just natural to do that.
Right.
That was the only time I've ever been physically touched. Other than that, it's just been words and stuff. And I'd be like, you know, whatever.
And that was my first time I ever got hit on by a male. I was a teenager and I reacted, you know, aggressive, like, and then I had that moment early where I was just like, why did I act like that just because he hit on me? It's just, it didn't feel right in my spirit. So I was just like, you know, I apologize later on because I wouldn't respond like that to a woman that I wasn't attracted to. And so, you know, I took that in early. That's why I was able to fast forward, be at a gay bar watching football and had these dudes hit on me or whatever and not flip out. It was just like, you know, it's dumb. It's just, I'm not feeling none of y'all. None of y'all can get this booty.
Yeah.
I'm just here watching the game, guys. You know, without the, you know, extra aggression.
Yeah. If it's respectful, I'd be like, you know, appreciate it, bro. And then that's it. Yeah. Like, I'm not. Right. But he was the only one that, like, I was like, don't put your hands on me. Like, what are you doing? Now, the women groping, that's pretty much every single show.
Yeah, I get groped.
So the women groping is every show. You just be like, all right, own a bell. That's fine, I guess, maybe whatever.
Hand on the back for mad long.
Hand on the back, like, arms.
Kiss.
I've had two ladies touch my face, and I did kind of go off on the ladies. I'm like, don't touch my face.
Man, yeah.
I don't know your hands been. I don't know, you know. But yeah.
I just take it, bro. I mean, I just take it, but kind of like.
I don't be enjoying it at all.
Dead behind the eyes.
Like, yeah, you just take it.
And then my head, I'd be like, let's just take this picture. Let's come
right.
On.
Just buy a shirt.
Yeah, just please, right? just get the shirt. They be like,
you be dead. Yeah, and I'm like, why can't you feel the shirt? Like, you got the shirt on. Oh, it does feel nice. Well, it's right here on the table. Just touch the one on the table.
I got to feel it when it's on skin. Okay, let's see how it feels in the underneath.
I imagine that at the party that Terry Crews is at, they had security. So he probably wasn't thinking, I got to fight this little white man. He's probably thinking, I got to fight these 7 or 8 massive security guards.
It looked like Terry could win, though.
I know, right? Terry's massive.
I've heard that before, because I have been groped very inappropriately by men, and to the point where I had to run away. And whenever I tell my friends, they're like, why didn't you fight them? Fight them right now.
Yeah, Terry Crews, though. You are
mine. I'm not Terry Crews, but like, if you have to fight this guy's 6 security guards at a party, win or lose, that's your career's over. I do think he handled it appropriately, and I think he was brave for what he did.
I think he was brave.
No, he definitely was brave for Adam. Yeah. I just want to know if the initial reaction was big or not, or at least just like, and. What if this is somebody you know, like at a party? When it comes to stuff like that, people only do what they comfortable doing.
Wait, did he name the guy? Did he ever name the guy when he outed him?
We know who it is. Yeah.
No, did he verbally say the guy's name?
I'm not sure if he named him.
I thought he did, didn't he?
Yeah, if he didn't, if you're going to come out and be brave, you got to come out all the way and be like, this dude did this to me. Right.
Like how they did Harvey Weinstein. They were like, Harvey, you Weinstein, grab me up.
Right. Harry back and all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I forgot who said it. He was like, if you look at his back, you know he did it. Because he had the back hair that was coming forward from the shoulder. Like, just look at him.
He looked like a complete beast.
Ugh.
I'll be looking at his face. I'll be like, you dirty bastard.
Tony, if you feel like that, imagine how the woman felt.
Women be going through it,
through
dog.
It, bro.
I'll be sympathetic to, like, women, especially fine ones, man. Every second of every day they go out here, they got to be somebody looking, somebody rolling up. Mm. I'm like, I couldn't imagine, man. All the time? They just can't go to CVS real quick?
And they get it from everyone. Every race. Every, black, white, Mexican. Right. They from every other race. Women. Other
they
women.
They can't do nothing. It's just like, can I just be in here and not be, you know. I was saying that in one of my lives. I was like, I couldn't imagine, like. And that was a big reason why I didn't approach women I didn't know when I was single. Like, I'd just be like, yo, she fine. And I would just keep pumping my gas or whatever. But I wouldn't approach. Because I don't want to be just another, here he come. And I'm coming over there like, premium unleaded, huh?
Yeah. And for the women who are listening, they wonder, you know, because a lot of women will hit you with the, why you never said nothing? Because I don't want to be a part of the group. Like, I don't. So I was just
I'd rather just be an organic, like we actually just having an organic conversation. And then, like, you know, maybe I might be like, so what? But.
And even with that, I usually would wait for the flirt first.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Like, if she said something in that organic conversation, I'm like, wait, is that my...
Let me lift the window.
Peek in
slide
there.
Slide my leg in there.
Is this it? And even that is like tricky. You'd be like, is it? Because it might not be. And then you got to crawl back out the window, backwards, hit your head on the window. Like, oh, sorry about that.
Rejection hurts. Like trying to, when it ain't your cue and you think it's your cue. And that burns. She'd be like, oh, no, it's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's not so much
rejection.
It hurts. It's like, my bad. Like, it's like embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
Like, you'd be like, I thought that it was this, and it wasn't that. My bad.
My bad. Listen, what's crazy is you get that new album, you just try to change the subject or fade out.
And you had to hit him with it. No, don't trip. It ain't no big deal. But you be in the car riding home thinking about it. Why did I do that?
Yep.
Damn it.
As long as you're respectful And you don't treat them badly afterwards, ignore them afterwards.
Yeah.
I took my L's like a champ, man. I was the best. I was still cool after that, too. Wasn't no, like, no, I ain't talking to you because you, nah, man. Yeah. I took my L like a G.
I'm like, fair enough. I can.
Mm-hmm. And Sometimes I took L's and then they would come back around later. Like, oh, look who's back.
Because a lot of times, too, people get down on themselves. But just because somebody wasn't interested doesn't mean they don't find you attractive. Doesn't mean it might be a situation they got going on. That don't allow them to do that right now.
Right. I take my L's, but if you come back around,
Are you
on that? You fatty like that?
Yes. Yes, I don't say, nope.
Well, they was just in a different space. Yeah.
What if they was working on themselves or was in a relationship at the time or whatever?
They were coming out of a bad breakup and everybody was shut off.
Whatever space they were in is the same space I'm going to be in when they come back around. at least I'm going to say it the first time. And then I might wait a week later and then be like, okay, I'm ready now.
You just had to hit them because they hit you?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little petty.
So petty.
I'm so sorry.
Look who's back. I will say something like that, though. Look who's back. I'll say that, but then I'll be like, but look who's back, though. What else going on, man?
Well, we've got COVID will not go out of the news. California yesterday, everyone, today is June 30th. California yesterday closed all bars and nightclubs. If you don't serve food, you are not open right now.
Damn.
So it looks like we might be going back under some form of lockdown because cases are spiking. So in the news, we have a study out of the University of Buffalo that says that obese children suffered a lot during the lockdown. They ate more, they exercised less, and they slept more.
Keon Evil.
That sound like everybody in America, though, for the most part. We was all eating more, sleeping, exercising less. But you know me. Ownership, McGee, accountability, Johnson. You can make a way if you really want to, Jackson. You can still go outside and walk. You can still do push-ups, sit-ups. You can make a way if you really want to.
And if you're a kid, you can go outside and play. It's on child obesity. I don't care if it's lockdown, not lockdown, whatever. It's on the parents.
And what are they bringing into the house on the food tip? If you know we locked down, you can't be bringing in the Twinkies and the Hostess and the Honey Buns and the, you know what I'm saying? You gotta take that into consideration.
In Italy, it'd be like Nutella or something.
Nutella. Go ahead, DC.
And them little fat ass kids, they got all the, like, they got no excuses. Like, they got the most free time. Like, kids got the most free time out of anybody right now. The most. They can literally stay outside all day and all, like, you know what I mean? Think about it.
Yeah.
No school, priorities.
Nothing.
It's on the parents. It's always been on the parents.
But if you don't understand, like, we understand. We know how to work out. We had gym and so forth. But if you're just 10 and your parents are so stressed out that they're doing whatever and they're already heavy, do you have sympathy for these kids who don't know any better?
It's on the parents.
I got sympathy for the kids that don't know any better, but that's the parents' fault now. I'm like, if they're super young kids, I'll be like, man, that's too bad. You gotta, you know. That stress style ain't a good excuse.
When my dad be coming over here, he be going through the cabinet. He be like, man, y'all ain't got no snacks. Like, we don't even keep it in the house. Just like, no.
Wait, so if the boys don't eat like fruit snacks and stuff like that, Keon?
It's rare, bro. Like, on they get all that junk when they go to my mom's and my dad's.
Ah.
So they be like, we going to Nana's house for the weekend. Like, she got to watch them. She watching them in like 2 weeks. They gonna stay with her for the weekend, and they already know, because this is what they do. They already at the age. It's the rules and stuff are so established. I'll see them whisper stuff to her,
Oh.
And then I'm like, I'll leave the room and come back and they eat cookies. I'm like, who gave you that? And they'd be like, nah, nah. And my mom is, you know how parents are. Once they become grandparents, they're not the same people no more.
No.
So my mom don't say no to them. They jumping on furniture. They eating all kind of. And so every time I come in, I'm like, well, why didn't they have, why y'all not hungry? Like, it's dinner time. Oh, well, they had some fruit snacks and some cookies and some Cheez-Its. I'm like, oh, and they don't say no to nothing.
Look, my dad has, if my kids do something in here, he'll yell to me through them. Like, he won't say none of them, but I'll get in trouble. And I'll be like, won't you talk to them about it? He'll be like, no, they don't know. But me, he come at me hard. Old, right. They don't know. But I get the hardcore grill. Like, you got to tell them that to stop doing this kind of stuff. But with them, he says nothing to them. Nothing.
That's funny.
Yeah, we in here, they don't eat. They eat, you know, they eat their vegetables. They eat, you know, they drink nothing but water. But at my mom's, it's juice and fruit snacks. Keelan be like 3 packs in. And I'd be like, how many have you had? I don't know. I'd be like, you're done. But he, at that point, he's already gotten away with it, so he don't care. He's like, okay, last one. You know, right. He don't care. He's like, I already did it. I already had 3 packs. I don't care.
He's like, you're right.
And then my mom's face just be guilty. I'd be like, Mom. She'd be like.
What do the boys snack on? Like, for snacks?
So they'll have, like, we buy those organic, like, they're like the, we wouldn't eat them, like those vegetable chip things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They like them. I don't know why. They like those, but they eat like food, so they don't really snack. Like, they have their meals. So, and then in every meal, we chop up spinach and put it in whatever they're eating. So whether it's chicken and rice, even if they have filth, like, they'll be like, I want a hot dog. Like, if I grill, we put spinach in the hot, like, on the hot dog. Like, they gonna get these vegetables. Yeah. But Keelan is so obsessed with being tall and being strong. You know, all they do is watch superhero movies all day. And then so they look at me and, you know, in your eyes, your dad is the biggest, buffest, strongest person on earth. So Keelan be like, Dad, what I got to do to get muscles? I'd be like, you got to work out and eat your vegetables. He'd be like, all right, well, give me the spinach.
Yeah.
He'd be like, Dad, how I get tall? I'd be like, you got to sleep. He's like, I'm going to go take a nap. Like, he just want to be buff, tall, and strong. So they have no problem. And Kendrick just copies Keelan. So it's easy that Keelan set the tone of, like, this is how we eat, because Kendrick just copied him. But if it was up to Kendrick, he's the junk food dude. Kendrick would eat sugar and cookies. When we baking cookies, he'd start cheering. He'd do a dance. He'd be like, cookies. Keelan be like, oh, I'll take one. But Kendrick be all in. He'd be dancing, chocolate all on his face, smile. He'd be like, yes.
That's how I am about cookies.
He loves it.
The dancing.
Yeah, he in there. But they eat good, but we don't buy it. And part of the reason we don't buy it, because we trash. If we have fruit snacks in this house, y'all see me with fruit snacks. I'm not going to stop.
You are a fruit snack king.
I'm not going to stop, so I don't buy them. Because I know I have a problem.
Fruit snacks are great.
Oh, yeah. My God. And they're just so little, and you just keep.
I don't even make eye contact in the store. I'll be like.
When me and Tony was on the road, we was in the snack section. He was slapping stuff at him. Because I was like.
Keon was like, man, this right here, get this out of here.
Wait, so what y'all snacking on? What you snacking on, babe?
I'll go through, like, phases real quick. Like, now, I've been eating cherries heavy. So I've been snacking on cherries.
Oh, like, okay. When you say snack, is there a limit, or if you eating cherries, you just whatever?
I'd be just like whatever. That's I get a bowl of them. But I noticed, like, man, I'm like, why am I getting like pudgy? And I was just thinking about what I was eating lately, and it was I'd be going to Dunkin' Donuts and getting the matcha latte, large, and so. Because I was like, nothing was matching up with how I was eating and the way I was looking. I was looking at myself shirtless, like, something ain't right. And I was just trying to piece everything together. I was like, it's the matcha latte and Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know how much sugar they putting in that.
Probably hella.
And it's the only thing I can't, because everything else, I know the nutrition facts. And it was just like, And then when I go out to eat, it's usually an acai bowl or a smoothie. So even that, it's just all natural sugars and sweetness. So I was like, the Dunkin' Donuts drink. And I've been tearing those up lately. Mm. So I was like, that's the only thing that doesn't make any sense.
Makes sense. I'll be on.
And I've been going to the gym too, so it was just like something ain't right.
Yeah, what you snacking on, DC?
Everything. You give it.
DC is a candy guy.
Candy, bro. I love candy.
Fruit snacks. That's Tony Todd over there.
Yeah, man. Fruit snacks is my guilty pleasure.
Fruit snacks.
Guilty. I'll take that over cake any day.
Fruit snacks or gummy bears, I'll be like. So I just don't buy it. I know it. Like in the house, I snack on like hummus. We'll buy the vegetables, dip the hummus in, or even pretzels. The thin pretzels, put those in. Or I'm eating meals most of the time, though. Even my snacks are meals. Like, I'll have a salad. Like, it's still
someone
a meal.
Someone told me that the hummus is fattening.
Yeah.
Nah, the stat, it depends on what they vary, but they're not, they don't have a lot of saturated fat. Depending on what kind of hummus you get. Like, usually the hummus I get is like 4 to 5 grams of fat. Mm-hmm. And that's just the regular fat. And then the saturated is super low or it might not be none. And then I'll just get that. Usually I get the red pepper hummus, but I haven't had hummus in a while, though, now that I think about it.
But since quarantine, we've been making everything from scratch, so Cotty's been making the hummus.
Oh, word.
So we know what's going in everything. Like, since quarantine, that's part of the reason why I lost weight during quarantine, outside of not lifting, is because we was making everything ourselves. Mm. So every time we would want to get something, Cotty was like, hold on, let me look up the ingredients in that. And she'd be like, I can make this. And so she was just making it. So we've been snacking on that. But like I said, I'll snack on a salad. I'll have like an actual meal. It's just a small meal is my snack. Like a tiny meal is what I'll consider a snack.
We've been snacking on, I've just, not snacking, but since we're into fitness, especially Tony with his, with all the weights behind the studio, I just make a chicken salad. So the chicken salad. Yeah, it's not that much mayo. You got to put a little mayo, but there's apple in there. There's a little bit of celery, and it's mostly just straight protein. So he can have a bowl of chicken salad, and that will be maybe 80 grams of protein right there. Got a little bit of the carbs just for so that he keeps going. But it's good to snack on because it's not really going to make you fat if you don't put too much mayo in it.
Yeah. What can you use besides mayo on a chicken salad?
I mean, why are you going to do that? Why torture yourself?
Not a lot of people rock with mayo.
Man, can't stand it.
In chicken salad? In tuna salad? You don't put chicken or mayo in tuna salad?
I definitely do. That's the only way I could do it.
I was always a mayo fan, and even though I like the veganaise that they got, too. But I'd be just trying. I don't like the stats, so I try to stay off of it. But it'd be right,
I think people don't know about good fats, either. Like, the hummus and the avocados and certain those are the fats you're supposed to have. Just like good sugars. Tony eats a lot of fruit. Those are good sugars. It's different from syrup. An apple and a syrup they're not equal. They're not the same sugar. So you can get fats and sugars from better foods. Yeah. And a lot of people just be like, this is the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, apples and salad are really good. I always forget about that until I have it. I'm like, man, this apple is setting it off right. But then I never, like, when I make a salad, I never think to get apples to put in there. But it's good.
Because then you have to match the dressing.
Yeah.
Like, some people be wanting to put, did Tony just freeze?
I think he did.
Tony frozen?
He does this sometimes. He just freezes every once in a while. You know, old man back technology. In, Tony. If he can hear us, I can't, and he always freezes.
What if he just held his, what if he just hold his face? I'm just playing.
No, he's definitely frozen.
Yeah, he froze.
I'm gonna text him real quick.
Yeah, just hit him up.
He probably still talking.
He's like, why ain't nobody responding to me? Y'all mean.
Yeah, no, avocado has the healthy fat, hummus, healthy fat, and I forgot what other food.
Peanuts is like, just don't do too much.
Right.
You feel me? And, you know, natural. Everything natural is always better.
I've been eating. You know what I've been eating, bro? Cashew butter. If you do cashew butter with dates, it tastes just like a Reese's Pieces.
Who comes up with that concoction?
What is that? What is that called? Who told me that? Nashira told me that. Reese's Pieces.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not a Reese's Pieces fan, though. So I was never, when it come to candy, I was always on the fruit side. Starburst, Skittles, gummy bears. When it, like, the chocolate side of the candy life, I was always like, ah. Yeah, like I'll do it. Like, peanut M&M's are my favorite. That's right. My favorite chocolate side. But, like, and I'll have a Snickers if it's there. You know, Halloween, I might have one little, break me off a little piece of that Kit Kat. You know what I mean? But my problems are the Skittles, the Starburst.
The fruit, you were so you drunk. Everything fruit.
Fruit snacks, yeah. Stuff all day. The chocolate ones, I was just like.
So man. If my chocolate has the peanut butter with it, I'm all in. So anything, yeah, Snickers, Reese's, I'm straight.
It's just not, I don't know what it is. I've just never been a big chocolate side. Even when I have like cakes and stuff, if it's too much frosting, I take some of the frosting off. I don't need all that.
I can't stand grocery store cake.
It's the worst cake. Don't eat that cake.
Yeah.
Grocery store cake is trash.
You mean the box cake or the cake you buy in the baking?
The cake you buy in the bakery. Yeah.
No.
Because it's just too much frosting. Yeah. It's just too much frosting.
It'd be way too much frosting.
Good old internet, man. Sick of it.
You got froze mid lick lip too, so you was like.
And you was talking, you was saying, it was like, here we go again. Sorry, guys.
We ain't talking about nothing important, just junk food.
Talking about snacks.
Food is always important.
Right. I think we've talked about food on every single episode.
I think this should be food issues. We'll get the kids out of the way, kids, anyway. Yeah. Food.
We've talked about food on every episode. I don't understand how everybody don't love food. Like, I mean, clearly a lot of people do since America's so fat. But like, some people would just be like, when somebody show up somewhere, they'd be like, I ain't hungry. I'd be like, are you dying? What's wrong? What's happening? Why you're not hungry? What do you mean? And even if you're not, you still don't want to just taste something, you know?
Right. I wish I was lackadaisical about food. I wish I was just like, I just eat to survive, it's whatever. Man, I'll be thinking about it all the time.
That's all I think about.
It's like the older I get.
I get in the bed. Like, tomorrow, yeah. Man. Can't wait to eat again.
Mid-meal, I'll be like, what's the next? Like, I'll be asking Cottie. She'd be about to go to sleep. I'd be like, what are we having for dinner tomorrow? What should I take out? I was thinking maybe we should. Like, I'd be thinking about it. I'd be consumed, man. I'm all excited for this weekend. We're going to my brother's house this weekend. I'm like, I was like, what's on the menu? What are we doing? I like to know what I'm going into it.
Mm-hmm. Which brother's house you going to?
Keith's.
Okay.
Because we just went to Kyron's 2 weekends ago.
Keith's in Vegas? Which one's in Vegas?
Kyron.
Okay.
And Keith is up in Elk Grove, so we're going to go up there.
Elk Grove, that's where the waffle house, chicken and waffles is, ain't it?
No, that's in Concord, in Oakland.
I thought...
It might be one up there. I don't know.
Is it's it a possible. Walnut Creek? It's something.
Yeah, Walnut Creek.
Maybe Walnut Creek.
Creek. Okay, yeah, that's Walnut Creek. Yeah.
Concord, yeah.
It does sound similar to what you said.
Sorry, Walnut Creek. Sorry. Yeah, that's when I took y'all to.
But when you coming up here, you come for 4th of July?
Yeah, we had said it because for Father's Day, when we was in the Bay last time at Cottie, visiting Cottie's mom, then I hit my brother and my dad, and I was like, all right, we ain't got enough time on our hands. What's good? And then my dad was like, let's go to Vegas for Father's Day to Kyron's house, and then we'll go to Keith's house for the 4th. And I was like, all right. So that's what we're doing. So that's when the kids, so like this week, we eating healthy as hell because we know this weekend, everybody's acting a fool.
Mm.
And my kids, my mom's going to be there and my dad, and then they're going to Cottie mom's house after. I'm going to come back and they're going to Cottie mom. So they about to just indulge.
Hey, they do it. My dad or somebody is using the blender. Is that going to pick up?
Oh, no, I didn't even hear it.
Oh, word? Okay.
No, my kids are just yelling in the back. I don't know if y'all heard that.
It's not going to pick up on my phone?
It might pick up on your phone. I'll note down that there was a blender noise so we can check for it. I did want to ask you a question about food, DC. When you messed up your leg, your tendon, did you gain weight because you couldn't exercise?
I would say because when I can exercise, when you're exercising, I'm always maintaining. Like, so whatever I put on eating wise, I can knock it back or whatever the case is. So I definitely think I gain because of not being able to exercise on a consistent basis.
Can you tell people about your, I'm not going to throw up. Can you tell people about your injury?
Yeah, I have a ruptured Achilles tendon. Well, not ruptured anymore because they did the surgery and I was just jogging. And I'm going to say I stepped on something, but I don't know. It could have just went out. Could have just been like something that was going to go out anyway, where the case is. But, I mean, I think I'm healing now, I hope.
I hope.
I'm rehabbing like a month. It took me, they did the surgery like April 24th. And so it's been about 2 months. But they said like you don't start walking back normal to like 7 months, 6 months in it. And then it's not fully healed until like a year. Probably like the worst thing one of the worst feelings I've ever felt. So I always tell people with Kobe, whatever Kobe did, when Kobe shot them free throws after, I really have like a newfound respect for him. Cause I barely didn't want to walk to my car. I was like, man, I don't even know how I'm gonna get to my car.
You wasn't trying to win a ring though, so.
True that.
So it's different. You know, Clay was trying to play again too. You know, so was KD. Ugh, when they showed KD's, I was like, that is disgusting.
His was torn and he didn't, I think it was already torn.
He shouldn't have been playing.
Yeah, and he just tried to like,
and then he's so
like
skinny. When they showed that video and it was like,
right,
like,
you can see it.
It was disgusting. I'm just going to get his time over. They in the kitchen having a good time back.
Oh, my bad. They blending, she making acai bowl. Whatever, what do you call it?
Acai bowl.
She making acai bowl.
Tony be loving those.
Yeah. Woo, I want one today, man. I'm going to go to this place called Neck.
Look, bro.
Give me another one. Oh, that's yeah. Homemade? Oh,
homemade.
Man. Because they'll run you about $9, $10 if you go get one.
Jamba Juice be fire.
Yeah. They run you about $9. The place I go up the street all the time, I get extras on there, but it'd be like $12.
Now I'm gonna get you I'm gonna come out here.
Because I be trying to make them here, but I need to get a probably like a Vitamix or whatever. Cause I be trying to do it in my Nutribullet. It just don't come out the same. The
Vitamix process be on.
What's a Vitamix? Yeah, that's another blender.
That's the expensive. We got one. That's the blender.
It's over the Ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Vitamix is like
I want one of those, but I'm like, man, that price and it's just how big is it? You know, I ain't got a lot of kitchen
space.
Yeah,
it's big.
And I'm already feeling like there's too much stuff in this apartment.
They haven't figured out a way to make more compact blenders, man. My Ninja is huge, bro.
Yeah, Ninja's wide, too. I'll be like, man, get your ass out of here. Like, at one point in time, Sabrina had her Ninja on the counter, and I had my Nutribullet. I was just like, there's too much going on in here. Like, when I feel, like, cluttered, I'd be cranky. Like, man, something got to go.
Yeah, then, I keep everything in the top. Like, we have a one section above the cabinet. We keep all the appliances. Mm-hmm. It was just too much stuff on the counter. We had a toaster oven, can opener, blender. We was like, all right.
Enough.
This is stupid. It take it out high. As you need it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, take it out when you need it. I don't like clutter.
Mm. I'll be like, ugh, I just get annoyed. I'm hungry, man.
That's why I understand how these people be hoarding. When you be saying hoarders, I'd be like, I do not get it. I like an open space.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll probably do it in July, but I'm going to get rid of a lot of stuff. Because every time I get rid of clothes, it seems like I ain't do no damage. I'll be like, man. And then you reminisce. Like, man, I forgot about this shirt. I'm going to wear that again. And then, you
know. Especially now. Go ahead.
Especially now, I ain't been wearing nothing. So it's just like, man, I can get rid of all this.
We got a thrift store around the corner. So I go there, and it was next to the gym. So I was just taking boxes daily. Especially when it comes to Cotty stuff. I'd be like, I sneak throw her stuff away and donate it.
That's how I used to do my kids' toys.
Yeah, and this is how I know she don't wear her stuff, because she don't even know that I did it. Like, that's how I'm like, you just have stuff. You don't need this. You never wear it. You never, it's gone.
You're going to look for something one day. Where is my white blouse with the blue trim?
I'd be like, oh, the one with the hole in it? I tossed it out.
Gonna be clean. All right, well, I got to get out of here. I got to do this thing. And you're DC. We're going to have you back on here, man. You know, if you're down. Since you crippled, man, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I have no excuses anymore.
Yeah, man.
Y'all know how I like to not commit to stuff, so.
Oh my God. DC never commits.
DC, this is what makes it ridiculous about DC. Half the stuff we mention to him, we know he's going, and he still won't be like, yes. Like, everybody knows in our group chat, I have game nights at my house or whatever, the cookouts, whatever. I'd be like, hey, guys, are you free this date? Everybody will say yes. I'd be like, okay, we doing this. DC be like, you know what, bro? let me check on that. Because it's like, you're going. He's never missed a single one. You're going. I've Why never do you missed do this? One. Why?
For the suspense. I want to make an entrance.
Sick of it, man.
I want y'all to feel like I wasn't going to come. And you're like, DC!
DC, it works, you have though. A YouTube.
Oh.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Tony, but DC, you have a YouTube channel.
Subscribe to DC Irvin's Direct Currents. We're trying to get that channel. That's the only thing I'm talking about. I'm not talking about my IG anymore. I'm not talking about my Twitter, my Snapchat, none of that. Everything's on YouTube, Direct Currents on YouTube. Subscribe to DC Irvin.
Do it today, people. Do it today.
Fair enough.
That's it for me. If y'all interested in video games or anything like that, I'll be posting them more on my YouTube channel. Because I figured out a way I could Twitch live on YouTube and Twitch simultaneously. So now I don't have to do the extra step. Because once I got to do extra steps, I'm out. But now, you know, so you'll be seeing more video games posted or just me chatting on Twitch. More often on the YouTube page, so stick around for that. And my new series, Working Wild, starts tomorrow on... actually, today. When is this dropping?
Wednesday, tomorrow.
Okay, hey. So today, y'all can go to All Def on YouTube and watch my new show, Working Wild, episode 1 is dropping today. So go pull up, comment, like, share, subscribe to that.
Turn up.
Yeah. Same with me. I'm on DC's Hype and Tony's YouTube. If y'all have noticed, I've been beefing up the YouTube, and then I got a show that I'm going to be producing on there coming out, or you know, whatever. So just my YouTube. IG gonna be what it is. I ain't never get, you know, IG is what it is. Facebook fan page. Oh yeah, y'all go on there and put some stuff on there too. But the YouTube and the Facebook is really where I'm putting like actual content, not just a little videos, but like content. So. Subscribe to that.
Boom. There it is. Thank you, Maya, for holding us down, keeping us orderly out here in these streets.
And money maker, Maya.
There it is. There it is. Yeah. And until next time, we out here.